It is 11 o'clock. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. At 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. In just a moment, we are bringing you American Roots. Beth S. is going to be hosting On the River at 1 o'clock today. Shiro's Radio with Carmel Holt from 3 to 4. And the History of Jazz with KEXE volunteer Paul Kivy comes your way from 4 to 5, followed by Stay Human with Michael Goldberg. You can find a complete schedule of all of our programs at KAXE.org. But always fun stuff on the way here on People Powered Radio. The Bemidji Community Latin Block Party is 4:30 to 7:30 on Wednesday, September 17th at BSU's American Indian Resource Center, featuring free local food, music, games, and raffle prizes. Right now, let's kick off American Roots on KAXE.
This is American Roots from New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. We're about to dive into the country soul of singer, songmaker, and rancher Lyle Lovett from Klein, Texas.
You know, the social occasions that my folks would take me to when I was a child frequently involved a live local band. The idea of being able to go see live music, it made music seem important.
Conversation coming up with the thinking, singing horseman, Lyle Lovett, and also music from some of Lyle's favorites, like East Texas blues man Mance Lipscomb and songwriter Townes Van Zandt, plus R&B from the Rolling Stones and rockabilly from the Beatles. It's all coming up. Let's get on the road by shuffling to some dance music from Texas' most famous Western swing band. It's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys on American Roots.
Bring it on down to my house, honey, there ain't nobody home but me.
Oh.
Bring it on down to my house, honey, I need your company.
Help.
Well, the tomcat sitting on the railroad track hollered at the mama cat, she answered back. Bring it on down to my house, honey, there ain't nobody home but me.
Much I nearly die. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home me.
My dear, the Martha White. Oh, the way to someone's heart, dear, that old expression's true. So as long as we're apart, here's my request of you. Don't cheat on me with cornbread, don't cheat on me with beans, and don't cheat on me with bacon cooked up in collard greens. And don't cheat on me with biscuits, with jelly sweet and blue, but keep it in that place where you know you will be true. Keep it in your pantry, keep it in your pantry, keep it in your pantry. Keep it in your pantry.
Tongue-in-cheek tune written with his partner, April Kimball. We'll speak with Lyle Lovett in a few minutes about his songs that are funny, tragic, swinging, and soulful. And since the topic there was food and, let's say, social relations, we have something else for you here to gnaw on. Some chicken Texas style from Amos Milburn. But first, a Mississippi recipe from singer Eden Brent. Her mama wrote this song, Fried Chicken on American Roots.
It was high noon, Arcola, Mississippi, another Sunday feast. Popped my head into the kitchen, and I heard that gurgling grease. Said, Olive Bell, what you cooking? She said, honey, what you think? You better come on in my kitchen, wash your hands up in the sink, cause we're having wing Texas breast and leg Texas thigh, rice and gravy and black eyed peas and cornbread on the side. It's a southern institution, black skillet is preferred. Fried chicken, a most delightful bird. Well, I sat down at the table, and it was glorious to see all that knuckle-sucking goodness just looking back at me. Mama said the blessing, but I could not concentrate, for I had visions of drumsticks just dancing in my plate. I was thinking about the fried chicken, wing Texas breast, leg Texas thigh, rice and gravy and black-eyed peas, cornbread on the side. It's a Southern institution, black skillet.
Take a seat. Thank you.
careful, let's have a ball. Come on all you fellas and take a drink from my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
Jumping with some Texas Roadhouse-style piano blues, Chicken Shack Boogie, from the late Houstonian Amos Milburn. It's a 1948 recording. Coming up, more of East Texas music and the musicians beloved by our guest, Lyle Lovett, including the late songwriter and singer Townes Van Zandt, when American Roots returns.
This is People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to American Roots. We receive support from Itasca Economic Development Corporation, creating and retaining quality jobs in Itasca County through education, research, and connections with businesses, working to help grow small businesses of all sizes and strengthen our local workforce. Learn more at itascadv.org. Do you rely on KAXC? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting our future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. If you have any questions, call Chris at 218-326-1234. Now more from American Roots.
I'm Nick Spitzer. My conversation coming up with Lyle Lovett. One of his favorite Texas blues musicians is the late Mance Lipscomb, a cotton sharecropper who lived with his family in the bottomlands near Navasota in East Texas. Mance lived an exemplary life in the community. He sang the old blues and ballads, played dance tunes at country suppers and parties. His picking style was distinctive, with a heavy heartbeat and steady bass. This is a tough song about love not being returned on American Roots.
Ain't it hard? Ain't it hard? Ain't it hard? Sometime I'll think my babe's too good to die. Sometime I'll think my babe's too good to die. Then again I think she should be buried alive. Wonder why my friend done gone. Wonder why my friend done gone. When I'm away in the fall, didn't come back home at all. Why you went away and you stayed so long? Got a mother and father both dead and gone. My mother and father both dead and gone. Got a mother and father both dead and gone. And he left me and his wife world alone. What the last word I heard mama say, when she lay on her dying bedside, what the last word I heard my mother say before she died, son, I don't want you to grieve and cry. Here's one more kind favor I ask of you. One more kind favor I ask of you. When I'm dead, son, and sleeping in the ground, would you see to my grave kept clean? When I'm dead, dead and gone, I want you to dig my grave wide and deep, and two, three spokes, just just letting me down, and someone to sing a song.
Van Zandt, the tragic and great singer-songwriter. He came up in the folk clubs of Houston there with his oft-covered song, If I Needed You. Townes Van Zandt died at age 52 on New Year's Day in 1997. And like Mance Lipscomb, Bob Wills, and other Texas musicians, was an inspiration to and influence on Lyle Lovett. Growing up in East Texas, Lyle Lovett learned to do chores on the family farm, milking cows, taking care of the horses near the town of Klein. These are things that he still often does today, when not on tour. Music, not farming, turned out to be Lyle's calling, and storytelling songs, his trademark.
The sun comes up in a coffee cup. A waitress, please, I've had enough, Lord, I can't what I see. How could you be alone? You could sit right here beside me, girl, and make yourself at home. I've been to Memphis and Muscle Shoals, and I love a woman what I don't know.
Today, Lyle Lovett can be found in front of his large band, spinning some tall Texas tales. You may have seen him at the movies, acting in Robert Altman films. When I talked to Lyle, he told a story about traveling with his grandma.
I have great memories of driving from Houston to Lafayette, Louisiana, almost every week in the summer times. My grandmother and I in the back seat of our 1968 Buick Wildcat, driving through Beaumont and Orange and Lake Charles and over to Lafayette to watch my uncle's horses run at the old Evangeline Downs.
I rode across the great high plains under the scorching sun and through the driving rain.
You got a song with the line, home is where the horse is.
Home is where my horse is. The idea in that song, Natural Forces, is really we make the world that we live in.
So thank you, man, I must decline. For it's on my steed, I will rely.
Tell me a little bit about the family land and the history there around Klein and that part of Texas.
I've lived in the same place my whole life. My grandfather's grandfather was the original immigrant to that area in our family. He came to the United States in 1848 from Germany. My grandpa's farm really was the place where all of my aunts and uncles lived and all of my cousins. And so I grew up in a very, close-knit family atmosphere.
And there are more I remember and more I could mention than words I could write in a song. But I feel them watching and I see them laughing and I hear them singing along. We're all gonna be here forever, so mama, don't you make such a stir. Just put on that camera and come on and join up the last of the family reserve.
When you were in college, you did study journalism. What was life like for you on the big campus?
You know, Texas A&M was a great place for me. Early on, I got involved with a group of students at the Student Union who ran a coffee house, a little concert venue designed for mainly for students to play in.
How about your meeting with Robert Earl Keen? Is that at A&M in College Station?
I met Robert simply because I used to drive by the house he lived in, and I would always notice there were guys sitting around on the front porch playing music.
Well, Robert Earl is a friend of mine, you know. He's always looking after my best interest. He told me, Lyle P, you need to get some action and get your head back in line. You need to get out on your own, boy. This hanging around has got to stop. Get out on your own, boy. Take a little trip to the record shop. I said, the record shop, but Robert, I don't need no records. Just smile. He said, what you need is a record lady.
Record lady.
A record lady.
Record lady.
She got the cutest little cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic.
Why do you think you became somebody that would write songs?
Well, it's harder to sing the newspaper. I just always enjoyed playing and singing and enjoyed music. And the idea of trying to make something up as a challenge just seemed to be a perfectly natural one. And I think it definitely comes from my experience of sitting around my grandmother's lunch table or supper table and listening to my aunts and uncles tell stories.
And if I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please.
There always seemed to exist a sense of humor and irony in the stories I heard growing up. Yeah, I'm still drawn to that type of storytelling, and it can't help but find its way into some of those songs.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a boat, I said, me up on my pony, on my boat. I said, me up.
up on my pony, on my boy.
How does that dance scene and that kind of Bob Wills Texas Swing figure into your consciousness, where the moving of the crowd is physical maybe more than strictly the emotions of lyrics?
You know, the social occasions that my folks would take me to when I was a child frequently involved a live local band. It was all about working in the appropriate dances for the occasion, you know. So there were always polkas and there were great waltzes, you know, that were part of every good dance band's set.
So are you a pretty good dancer?
And terrible. But that just always appealed to me, you know, and I love to go and stand in front of the band and watch the musicians play, and the idea of being able to go see live music, it made music seem important.
I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat I still think of you and remember our faded love.
At what point did you decide to create this large band? I know you've been careful to say it's not a big band, but the implications of big band, jazz, swing era, and all that stuff. But why the large band all around you?
You know, the size of the band came about to reproduce the arrangements that we had recorded. Now that we've done that, now that we've recorded these arrangements, how do we go out and play them? And so the first time we went out with the large band was in 1988, and Tony Brown, who was our producer in Nashville for MCA, called some of his old friends from the Muscle Shoals horn section. And Tony came to me at a rehearsal and said, they want you to name the band. And I looked around and I saw all these people standing around the rehearsal room at SIR in Nashville. And I said, tell them it's the large band. He looked at me and he said, you're kidding, right? And I said, no, tell them that's it, the large band.
You say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pour me my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land.
That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So I was
looking on the map. You grew up near Navasota. There was an old blues world in that scene, I know, way back.
Well, Mance Lipscomb in Navasota, Lightnin' Hopkins in Houston. I mean, look at all the influential music that came out of that region, music influenced by Lightnin'. I mean, people that I would open for at the original music clubs in Houston, you know, did used to get to open for Lightnin', got to hang out with Lightnin'. And I loved to sit around the back room at a club like Anderson Fair in Houston and listen to them tell stories about Lightnin'.
I got the won't you save me? I got the blues. As far as I can see, I got the blues. Won't you save me? 'Cause I feel like I'm dying from that old used to be.
Towns was really a master of Lightnin's guitar style, and listening to performers like Towns Van Zandt, it showed me that, gosh, you know, you can incorporate blues into a song that's not what you'd think of as a typical blues song.
You did a great version of If I Needed You, the Towns Van Zandt song, where there's a blues sentiment and loneliness, but stylistically it's the singer-songwriter talking individually about love lost.
You know, and the story, getting to hang out with Guy Clark all these years, Towns was staying with Guy and his wife, Susanna, on one of his trips to Nashville years ago, and Towns woke up one morning and played If I Needed You for a guy in Susanna and said that he had dreamed it the night before in its entirety.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? Come to you, and I would swim the seas for to ease your pain.
What could be better? You've got great songs, many of them your own or from your friends. You've got a large band. You've got the legacy of Texas. You've got people that want to listen to the songs, they want to dance. You got a pretty good life out there, it seems to me.
I do. Thank you for pointing that out. Anybody in this world that gets to do something that he loves to do is a very lucky person. And I find myself in that position all these years later. You know, I still get to play music with my closest and most talented friends. I get to do something that I love to do, and I get to do it the way I want to do it. You know, life really doesn't get any better.
Speaking with Lyle Lovett of Klein, Texas, back in 2009. We'll be back with some songs about the birds and the bees, minus the birds. Some from Texas and a few from British hitmakers singing American, coming up on American Roots.
In the past, we knew more about our neighbors. I'm Heidi Holton, and KEXC provides that. We get to know the people that live in northern Minnesota, like Kathy Davies on What's for Breakfast.
Well, truly, every day I wake up with you guys, and so there's socialization. And I love the local news. That interview with Amy Klobuchar this morning was wonderful. I am so supportive of finding out what's going on with all the tribal stations, and I care about the Canadian wildfires. I love to hear about everything that's local. You know, I've been to Riverfest, and that was fantastic. I listen to and support KAXE because you guys are what it's all about up here.
When you donate to KEXE, you're supporting your local community. Help us out now during this crisis of the defunding of public media from the federal government. Thank you for being there for KEXE. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, where we're going to make a beeline back to Texas with a nod to the British invasion sometime takeover of our country and blues genres. But we begin on the sweet wing of Sting with Taj Mahal and the Pointer Sisters.
Far below the northern lights, far below the northern lights, far below the northern lights.
Oh, I wish I was in Texas, moving on a steady road. I wish I was in Texas, moving on a steady road. You know I love that fine-looking Texas woman to satisfy my very soul. You know my baby's sweet as honey, sweet from the honeybee.
Sweet, sweetie.
You know my baby's sweet as honey, sweet from the honeybee.
Sweet, sweetie.
Ain't nothing else to sing of in my life. Ooh, she be so nice to me. Lordy, ain't no use to worry, ain't no use to moan. Lord, ain't no use to worry, ain't no use to moan. You know the way I love that woman, I just can't stand to leave alone. Oh, it's sun. Mm-hmm.
love for 10 women, but yeah! the one woman on my mind. She don't treat me like no stranger, she treat me nice and kind. She don't worry about the neighbors, cause they might not like what they see. She could care less about what they're saying. She's a woman and she's absolutely free. I wish I was down there, Texas swinging on a steady roll. I love that San Antonio woman to satisfy my soul. I love that fine, fine Texas woman to satisfy my soul. To dip dip dee 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 dee.
Hey, baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. I say you will when you won't, honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But, well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Rock on, George, one time for me. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. But well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. I'll rock on George for Ringo one time. I'm a king, babe, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. Well, I'm a king, babe. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen. Well, buzz a while. bands. Well, I'm a king band. Can buzz all night long. Well, I'm a king band, baby. Can buzz all night long. Yeah, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone.
Jagger, in the voice of the King Bee. The original singer of King Bee was Slim Harpo, the Baton Rouge blues man, famed for his song Rainin' in My Heart. Before the Rolling Stones, we heard the Beatles. And how often do we hear the bluesy Stones and the upbeat Beatles back to back on public radio or anywhere these days? Ringo doing an American vernacular master's voice on Carl Perkins' Honey Don't. But really, without Muddy Waters, the Rolling Stones would not have their name or their style. And this is Muddy's song, where the King Bee lets go and is challenging that honeybee to sail on. The pain outweighs the pleasure, except in singing about it on American Roots.
Sail on. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Gonna keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. I don't mind you sailing, but please don't sail so long. Coming back home to me.
I'll float away like honey in the sun. Was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway. Oh, but darling, now I remember how the sun shone down and how it warmed your green smile when all the love was there. You're the one I talk about, you're the one I think about everywhere I go. But sometimes, honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so. That's how I know I found a home. That's how I know I found a home. Oh, I hear the mountains singing, Lord, I can feel them ringing, darling, at your name. And tell me if you know just how that river flows down to the sea, how I want. Sometimes, honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so. That's how I know I've found a home. That's how I know I've found a home. Walking hand in hand all along the same seabed. Float away like honey in the sun. Was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway. Oh, but darling, now I remember how the sun shone down and how it warmed your dream smile when all the love was there. Sometimes, honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so. I miss you so. I miss you so. Mama, I miss you so. Thank you.
to forget you. I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go.
Jones, listening to the songs on the jukebox, Wurlitzer Prize. Those are Waylon Jennings lyrics from a tribute collection to the late outlaw country singer from Lubbock, Texas. Nora Jones, a Texan herself, who mingles country, folk, and jazz. A sweet effect there. Before that, Tim Buckley with his mix of vibes, guitar, and a song of flight, Buzz and Fly. Our program is produced at Tulane University School of Liberal Arts here in New Orleans and underwritten by the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund and Jim Hart in Chicago. You can find out more about American Roots on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website. If you'd like to directly support American Roots archives and programs that stream 24/7 from our website, you can find out how at AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX. Public Radio Exchange.
There is another hour of American Roots coming up next here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota.